Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 323 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Daja. Thanks, Daja.
Thank you, Daja.
Thanks, Daja. Today, we will be discussing part two of chapter 8 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, The Wedding. So make sure that you've read the chapter and you're ready to unite your way through the details.
I dig it.
You're welcome. It's time. This sounds like church. For the recap, I brought snacks.
Brought snacks?
You have snacks? No.
Oh, don't tease me like that.
I'm sorry. I only have water.
I have some fruit roll-ups in the cabinet.
Do you know what my work today? My work gave us fruit roll-ups yesterday, and I thought of you guys.
They're so freaking good.
They're real good.
I didn't know what I was doing on Target's app. Sorry, we can actually start after this. But I ordered fruit roll-ups like for order pickup. Mm-hmm. And then one of the ones that I ordered for order pickup actually, I guess, was delivery. So I had just a single box of fruit roll-ups delivered.
Oh my god. People were probably like packaging this like, okay.
Someone really needed their fruit.
Someone's desperate.
They were like a different type of flavor. I haven't tried it yet. I'm interested.
Is that the mystery?
Yeah, it's like mystery flavor pack or something.
I feel like mystery flavor is always like pineapple.
Ugh, I hope not.
I like the mystery flavor Airheads.
Yeah, those are good.
The mystery Airheads are good, but they're genuinely just like the flavors they already have.
Oh, right. You just have the taste.
Yeah.
Okay. Recap time.
Colored. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wedding day. Everyone's looking smart. Mrs. Weasley's only cried once. Harry's disguised as Barney, a Weasley cousin, not the purple dinosaur. Oh. Auntie Muriel's being rude to everybody. No one's surprised. Grom is here. Let the festivities begin.
All right. Everyone's very happy. Everyone's crying for Bill and Fleur. We get a very beautiful description of the transformation of the tent from ceremony to reception. Luna does her funny dance, and Crumb gets big mad at Xenophilius. Harry tries to explain, but kind of fails. And then Harry confuses Crumb even more by shouting, Grigorovitch! And then Crumb looks interested in Ginny, but Harry steers him away. And then lastly, we make good old Doji Doge.
Doji Doge.
Oh, Doge.
Seemed to think we were sitting at the bottom of Lake Windermere. called her an interfering trout. That had to be the quick quotes, Quill. It's like, trout? No.
Right. Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
All right. Do you, William Arthur, take Fleur Isabel's? Isabel, not Isabel's.
Isabel's.
And, you know, Mrs. Weasley and Madame Delacour are both, like, sobbing into their scraps of lace because we can't have a handkerchief here. It's lace. I don't know what's wrong with me. There's a trumpet-like sound.
from the back of the marquee. It's not a trumpet. It's Hagrid blowing his nose. That's my booger.
Your what?
Booger. Instead of boy?
I know, but why is it booger?
Because Hagrid's blowing his nose?
Oh,
Katie!
I've come around.
Sweet womp, Catherine. Oh my gosh. Okay. They're married. Everyone's crying. Everyone's happy, and it's about to be popped because they can't have happy bubbles in this book. They're bonded for life. And then everybody's like, and dance. Just kidding. That's not it. But it is really cool because there's a shower of silver stars that fall upon Bill and Fleur, and it's like spiraling around them, and it's all magical, and they're like, live forever. And then Fred and George are like, woo! And the golden balloons burst, and birds of paradise and tiny golden bells flew and floated out of them, adding songs and chimes to the din. And then everybody stands up. Auntie Muriel is mad. She probably doesn't go to Catholic church because it's up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Right? It's a lot of up, down.
Kate.
Okay. Birds of paradise. Is that like tropical birds or the flower? Because I don't know.
I wondered that too, actually. Is there like a bird? Birds of paradise. Bird. Is it a bird?
Is it a bird?
It is.
I thought it was a bird.
It is a bird.
Does it look like the plant?
No. I don't think so. Here's a blue bird of paradise. It's cute.
Don't they have awesome like mating dances?
Yes, those are the ones with the funny mating dances where they like
they get down, man.
Yeah.
Are you impressed with my moves, girl? Check me out. Quick feet.
Boom. Oh my god.
Fast boy.
I love them.
So that's what I pictured in my brain.
Yeah. Interesting though, because the first thing I pictured was the flowers too, but then I was like, that doesn't make sense. Mm.
So the seats that they were sitting on had like risen up into the air. And everything vanishes, and they stood now beneath a canopy that was supported by golden poles with a beautiful view of the sunlit orchard and the surrounding countryside. And then a pool of molten gold spread from the center of the tent to form a gleaming dance floor. And then the hovering chairs grouped around small white tablecloths, which floated gracefully back to earth around it. And then the golden jacketed band was like, deuces, it's dance time. So now they're on the podium. And Ron's very impressed by this. He says, smooth. And it was. It's a cool bit of magic. So now there's food and Ron's probably really happy. And the mom in me is thinking during this read, I'm really glad they ate before they had to leave.
Right?
Oh, they've got pumpkin juice, butter beer, fire whiskey, and other types of things like tarts and sandwiches coming around. Do they have a formal dinner in a moment? I feel like all they do is like basically drink and they're dancing. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they didn't have a chance to get to a formal dinner.
Yeah, I don't really know. Mm.
Because we're just stuck in conversation.
I would be starving.
Well, they've got sandwiches.
True.
Yeah.
They're probably a Mrs. Weasley sandwich, too.
Mm.
True. I bet you that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially when she's making it for a wedding and not just for, like, a million kids to get on the Hogwarts Express.
Yeah. Not corned beef.
That poor sandwich that Ron pulls out of his pocket.
Wrapped in like cellophane.
Stepped on, sat on.
Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane. Anybody?
What?
Chicago? Cellophane? Oh. Come on. John C. Reilly is in that movie.
I mean, I like that movie. I just guess I forgot about that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sorry. Sorry.
Shame on you. Hermione's like, we should go congratulate them. And there's like a bunch of like well-wishers over by them. And Ron goes, we'll have time later. And I wrote, no, you will not.
Absolutely. You sure won't.
You sure won't. Hermione, cup hold. Let's grab a table. I love that phrase. Not there. Nowhere near Muriel. Even though that's where Harry really needs to be to get his info. So Ron leads him across the dance floor. And Harry's like, he's for sure keeping an eye out for Crumb because he's like being strategic with where he's going, making sure he's far away. And so they find Luna. She's sitting alone. And Ron's like, it's okay if we join you? She's like, yeah. Daddy's just going to give Bill and Fleur our present. What is it? I like Ron's suggestion. Ron suggests that it's a lifetime supply of Gerty roots, and Hermione tries to kick him under the table, but misses and kicks Harry.
It could be a jar of Gernumbly saliva.
That would be good.
Subscription to the Quibbler.
Yeah, that would be funny. That'd be funny. So Harry's like lost track of whatever they're talking about, and he's looking around. The band's playing, and Bill and Fleur are dancing, and people are applauding. And then the bride and groom couples like switch, like their parents switch partners, and it's cute. I think it's really cute.
I thought that was really cute.
It's a good moment.
It is a good moment. And Luna hears a song that she likes.
She says, I like this song. So
that was a good impression of Luna.
Thanks. That's when she goes off and does her amazing little dance where she's just like revolving in a circle, waving her arms around.
Very good.
Her eyes are closed. And that is when Victor comes and drops into Luna's seat. Ron is not happy. But Crumb looks upset and he says, who is that man in the yellow? And Ron tells him that's Xenophilius Lovegood. He's the father of a friend. And then very quickly and abruptly adds on to the end of that to Hermione, come and dance. And she follows him. So they leave Barney to handle Victor.
His pugnacious tone indicated they were not about to laugh at Xenophilius.
Pugnacious.
Pugnacious.
That's quite the word.
Pugnacious. I like saying it.
It's a good word.
It is a good word.
So Crumb is now questioning Barney. And he looks at him and goes, ah, they are together now, talking about Ron and Hermione. And Harry just says, sort of. And then Crumb asks him if he knew Lovegood, because if he wasn't a guest of Fleur's, he would duel him right here, right now.
Right here.
Because
right
of
now.
His necklace. So Crumb then kind of explains like why the necklace is such a big deal. He says that it is the sign of Grindelwald. And then he gives us a little bit of background on who Grindelwald is. Grindelwald killed many people. My grandfather, for instance. Of course, he was never powerful in this country. They said he feared Dumbledore. And rightly, seeing how he was finished. But this, he pointed a finger at Xenophilius. This is his symbol. I recognized it at once. Grindelwald carved it into a wall at Durmstrang when he was a pupil there. Some idiots copied it into their books and clothes, thinking to shock, make themselves impressive, until those of us who'd lost family members to Grindelwald taught them better. That is kind of like it's just like interesting to read about now that we have had a little bit of Fantastic Beasts with like some Grindelwald background.
Rest in peace.
But obviously, we also know, as Harry knows here, that he highly doubts that Luna's father is wearing that necklace because he supports Grindelwald. So Harry tries to like explain this to Crumb, but it was sort of confusing, like especially because he wasn't speaking as Harry either, I think. Like, I think he's like trying to like explain that that's definitely not it, even though he just answered the question as like, I just met him today.
Yeah.
So like he can't like give too much there, but he's trying to calm him down. So he says, well, there's a chance, said Harry, that Xenophilius doesn't actually know what the symbol means. The love goods are quite unusual. He could easily have picked it up somewhere and think it's a cross section of the head of a Crumplehorn Snorkek or something. The cross section of a what?
A what?
Of a what? Of a. That sounds so weird. Of a what? Okay.
The cross section of a what?
Of a what? Well, I don't know what they are, but apparently he and his daughter go on holiday looking for them.
He sounds absolutely unhinged. And he something really does. I just remembered now, which is kind of foolish of me, but when they when Harry uses Voldemort's name, and it's right before why they get taken to Malfoy Manor, they're trying to say who they are. And Ron says that he's Stan Shunpike. And they're like, hell you are, says Scabbier. We know Stan Shunpike. He's done put a bit of work our way. And then Ron gets hit in the mouth. So he's like, he can't speak properly. And he says, I'm Barty Weasley. So he's Barney Weasley. Later on, uses this name. A Weasley.
That's a good connection.
Yeesh.
Poor Harry's not doing the best job of explaining the love goods.
No. Could you imagine getting that as a story? Being like, what? You literally, I would rub probably it. Like, be like, said you nonsense. Literally sound like you're talking another language. And I know that you just spoke English to me, but like.
What are these words?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Right. I don't really know what a good way to explain them is. Maybe just, I would just be like, they're eccentric people, you know? Like, you just got to get to know him, and then you kind of understand, sort of. And that's okay. So he points out Luna, who's still dancing alone, waving her arms like she's trying to get rid of midges. Which that's just like,
I hate those things. Pretty much,
right?
It's
the stuff on the lake. You know where we get that weak? Dude, let me tell you. There was one year they were so bad, and it was when Louis was a toddler. I opened the door to put her in the car seat, and you know, it takes a minute to put a kid in a car seat, and so many of them swarmed in my car, and she was screaming bloody murder.
Oh,
it was awful.
That's terrible.
It was horrible. It made me sad.
I hate them. They're so annoying.
Weren't there a ton up at Kelly's Island when we went up there?
They were like Marty, all over the houses.
Marty calls them nothing bugs. It's like their There's one purpose is to get eaten There's by a fish.
Yeah.
There's another bug called like a noceum.
Oh yeah, noceum. Man, when we lived in Florida, the love bugs were the worst. Gosh,
love bugs.
Why are they called love bugs?
Because they're stuck together.
Ew.
Yeah.
Say no more.
Yeah.
Anyway, Crumb's like, why is she doing that? And Harry's like, she's probably trying to get rid of a Raxbert.
Like he's really not
helping himself.
Like he's just saying nonsense to this man.
Yeah. I would be like, this kid's off his hinges. Like
it's like when Marty introduced himself to the actor that plays Crumb. Oh my God.
My wife left me.
My just sticks his hand out. My wife left me. He's like, all right. And shakes his hand. A mess. Martin Joseph.
And I don't blame Crumb. He doesn't really seem to know if Harry's making fun of him or not. Or, like, what's going on. But he takes his wand out of his pocket and taps it menacingly. Like, was he about to throw down at a wedding?
I think so.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think so, I think too.
It would felt really
well.
Trigger warning. The following discussion includes the mention of Nazis. If you'd like to skip this discussion, move forward 1 minute.
So it would be like, in my head, seeing like a swastika on somebody.
Yeah.
And that sends like a visceral reaction out of people.
Yeah.
Because that's, I mean, that's what's in my head.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would be, if I was him, I'd be ready to throw hands.
Yeah, he's already upset about the symbol.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Harry sees Crumb's wand and he suddenly, like, it just clicks. He remembers how he knows the name Grigorovich. He yells it out and Crumb's like, what? Like seriously, what's wrong with you? You know?
Also, like, good thing he didn't press him too much more about, like, why he knew that.
I know. Yeah, he let slip, like, he knows who made Crumb's wand, and then he has to quickly make up because Crumb's like, how do you know that? And Harry as Barney is like, I read it in a fan magazine or something somewhere, I don't know. And Crumb's like, I don't ever recall talking about my wand in any sort of interview. So he kind of like diverts a little bit and is like, where's Grigorovich today? Which, like, I don't know how Crumb is supposed to even know that, but yeah. He's like, he retired several years ago. And then he goes on to be like, I know that, you know, the Brits really appreciate Ollivander, but Grigorovich, he's really the best. So Harry starts thinking real hard. He's pretending he's watching the dancing, but he's going over in his head all the things he's seen via, like, Voldemort vision, like Voldy vision, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, Voldemort's looking for Grigorovich, this celebrated wand maker. And he's thinking it's got to be because of how Harry's wand reacted during the Night of the Seven Potters.
Yep.
So he's wondering, like, I'm calling him Greg. Is Greg more skilled than Ollivander? Like Crumb claims? Does he have secrets that Ollivander doesn't? He's broken from his thought by Crumb saying that Ginny, he doesn't know Ginny, but, you know, he just comments on her, says she's very nice looking. And Harry goes, she's seeing someone, jealous type, big bloke, you wouldn't want to cross him. Which I love that part in the book.
Yeah.
He's such a dork.
It's the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, says, man.
What's the point of being an international Quidditch player if all the good-looking girls are taken? So he heads off. Ron still dances with Hermione, which I think is cute. Ginny's dancing with Lee Jordan, and Harry's trying his best to remember the promise he made Ron. Can't
you
be too
can go
fun.
Go dance with her at a wedding.
I agree. Some wizarding wedding fun. Harry's never been to a wedding, so he's like, I don't really know how to compare it. However, I don't think at a Muggle wedding you'd see a wedding cake topper that's two phoenixes take flight when the cake was cut. Like, that'd be so incredible. Cool. And then also bottles of champagne were just floating through the crowd.
That's my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. And as the night goes on, of course, people are drinking, they're having a good time, it's becoming a little silly. Fred and George snuck off with that pair of Fleur's cousins.
Good for you guys.
Yeah. Charlie and Hagrid are singing Odo the Hero, which is the same song that Hagrid and Slughorn mm-hmm. sang at Aragog's funeral.
Yes.
And they're also with a wizard that's described to have a pork pie hat. And I was like, what is that? It looks like the hat that Yumbledore wears in Fantastic Beasts. It's like that kind of, not a fedora, but more of like, if you look it up, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
So Harry's wandering around because he's trying to escape a drunken uncle who is not sure whether Harry is his son or not.
I love that.
I know.
Delightful.
So then Harry spots an old wizard where his cloud of white hair made him look like an aged dandelion clock. Okay, stop. I looked this up, but I want to know if you guys know what a dandelion clock is.
No.
No.
It's literally just a dandelion.
Why is it called a clock?
I don't know. I looked it up, and it's just like the shape of a dandelion, which makes sense for his hair now.
Weird.
It's just the single stem of the dandelion when it's the, like, the make a wish kind.
Why is it called a clock though?
What's clock?
I don't know.
What's that form of clock mean?
I don't know.
In a British term.
I don't know.
Interesting. Can we go back to the wand for a second?
No.
Mm.
Yeah, go ahead.
The interesting thing that I find with Harry's thoughts on this. So Voldemort was looking for a celebrated wand maker. And he thinks surely because of what Harry's wand had done on the night, you know, of the Flight of the Seven Potters, the Holly and Phoenix wand had absolutely obliterated Lucius's wand. And Ollivander, who was trapped in Malfoy Manor, who had been for a long time at this point, since the previous summer, had no idea what was going on. And I really feel bad for Ollivander because he knows so much wand lore, but he would have never been able to come up with the reasoning for why Harry's wand had destroyed Lucius's wand. I mean, there's no connection there other than the soul connection between Voldemort and Harry.
The Horcrux connection.
Well, souls too.
Yeah, but the song is the Horcrux connection, you know?
The Horcrux connection.
And so, like, he even thinks, like, is Ollivander more skilled or knows secrets of wands that, like, or I'm sorry, does Gregorovitch, like, more skilled and knows more secrets than Ollivander? Well, he does know maybe a little bit more about the Elder Wand. Not that obviously, like, Ollivander knows that it's a powerful wand, the Death Stick, Wand of Destiny. It's got a really bloody history. So that's well known. But I do wonder if Gregorovitch had any inkling of the Tale of the Deathly Hallows. Mm. Like, they both obviously know, like, this is a very old, important, powerful wand, but
right,
Ollivander had no idea about the Deathly Hallows, but I wonder if Gregorovitch maybe did.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah, well, we'll never know because he's dead. So
no. Weep womp.
Seriously, weep womp. Every time anybody dies, that's the song that we're gonna sing. We're gonna sing a lot.
Cope, okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Anyway, to round this out, Harry recognizes this wizard with the dandelion clock hair.
Yeah.
As Elpheus Doge, member of the Order of the Phoenix and the writer of Dumbledore's obituary. And Harry asks if he can sit down and tells him who he really is.
My dear Mr. boy.
Right. That's where we'll pick up.
All right. Can't wait.
I know this next part is going to be fun.
Yeah.
So Marguerite asks, what song would you want to hear or dance to at the wedding?
At this wedding in particular?
At this wedding.
Ice Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice back with a brand new invention.
Some Backstreet Boys song. Is that out now?
Hippogriff song. What one?
Is there a Backstreet Boys song out at this
Probably.
Point in time?
Yeah. Backstreet's back.
96.
When did they... Are they 98?
I don't know. No. Yeah, maybe they're 98.
Mm. I'm gonna look it up.
I want that.
You go ahead.
You dance like a hippogriff. Na 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 na. That song.
Their first album was released May
6, 1996. Oh. They could totally play it.
We've got it going. Now, 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 oh, wait. Is that a different song?
No,
I think that's the same one. Oh, hey.
Dusty Fur asks, if Crumb and Lovegood did duel, who would win?
Crumb. I don't think Xenophilius is very much a fighter than he is a scholar.
Mm-hmm. He's if he's given the options of fight or flight, he's gonna flight.
I mean, you know what, though? He proved that at his house.
He did. Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past him to have like some ground or rumpant horn or something that he'd like throw on the ground like a cherry bomb.
It'd he doesn't like know. He no, doesn't recognize he it.
A crumple horn snork act, Katie.
No. Not that. Like he would have purchased some rumpant horn powder or something to keep with him as like a quick little getaway.
Mm.
Maybe. You're correct. Yeah. Crumple horn snork act.
Katie K asks, were you surprised Harry didn't admit to Crumb who he was?
No. That's a loose lip.
Yeah.
Loose lips sink ships, man.
Ooh.
You can't be talking to people. He doesn't know where Crumb's going to go after this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Doge is in the order, right? Or at least close to it. He's not going to say anything.
Right.
Also, Arthur already told him he was going to be there. Guaranteed he's in the order. If that isn't already confirmed. Because I can't remember right now. My head is not correct today.
All right, give me the fan story, Kate.
That's okay. It?
Fans.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I thought there'd be more.
This fan story comes from Sonia of October 2020.
Sonia! What's up?
Hello, guys. First of all, I love you a lot.
With four A's.
And I know many have told you this before, but I can't express my love for you all in just words. If I was able to apparate, I would come to you guys and give you a big hug.
Aww. Air hugs.
Air hug over the sound waves. My Potter story is kind of stupid. I highly doubt that, Sonia.
Doubtful.
So I'm from India. And when I was in middle school, that's when the movies came out, but not many people around me were interested in them, and I was not a fan of reading, and I thought that Harry Potter is some stupid action movie with death, and I hated action movies, so I avoided them. But last year, one of my friends encouraged me to read the books because I told her that I wanted to start a habit of reading. So she suggested to me this, and then within 3 months, I read all the books and watched all the movies. After that, I was hooked. I wanted to know every detail related to Harry Potter, so I took the quiz on the Wizarding World website. And found out that I'm a Gryffindor.
Yeah!
My wand is a hornbeam wood with unicorn hair core, 10 and 3/4 inches, and pliant flexibility. My Patronus is a red squirrel.
Okay, I'm like really jealous of that. I talk to squirrels. Squeakity squeak, squeak squeaking.
I literally watched The Emperor's New Groove today.
You did?
Nice. Yeah.
Oh that's my really gosh. Funny. Every time I have Alana like, do the drain. The kids like the lever for the drain in the tub when they're done taking their bath. I always say, pull the lever, Kronk. And she goes, what are you talking about? And I'm like, okay. Well, I did you a disservice as a parent. Because you...
I was about to say, that sounds like a you problem.
I try to get her to watch it, but she's always like, I don't want to.
It's so funny, though.
I know, it's so good.
Be like, too bad. Just sit down watch
what
watch
mom
it.
Wants to watch.
Mm-hmm. Back to Sonia.
Yes.
Then I read every fan fiction, fan theory, etc. that I could, and then I came across Swish and Flick last month, and when I realized and when I listened to the first episode, I knew that I would love you guys because, first of all, your friendship is amazing.
Mm.
You laugh and talk like no one is listening, but trust me, thousands are.
Mm.
And you all complete each other. I finished listening to all the episodes in a month because I couldn't stop.
Whoa.
I don't have many good friends to whom I could talk to because they don't understand me well and they judge me a lot. But listening to you guys feels like I am part of this amazing friends group to whom I could tell anything and they will never judge me. And you impacted my life in a hugely positive way and I am thankful for that. You all truly have a heart of gold and you all are as pure as a unicorn. Love you, Sonia.
Oh my God, Sonia, I love you.
I feel like you're being too nice to us.
Those Petrus people are bad.
Yeah, but we're a crazy bunch.
That makes me very happy.
Yeah, thank I appreciate
you for
that.
Saying those things.
So yeah, sweet.
That is the sweetest thing ever. Thank you so much.
2020, 3 years of content catch up in a month.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Dang. That's a lot.
It's a lot of us in your ears. I commend you for your sacrifice.
Oh my God, we've been doing this for a while.
I know. That's crazy.
Oh, wait. Right? Oh, because it's like, it's 2024.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
It's going to be 7 years of podcasting, right? We kind of have to do something
for that. I think we might have to.
We'll come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Katie. Give me a joke.
Okay. How does a new Azkaban prison guard learn the ropes?
I don't know. How?
From their mentor, Dementor.
Okay, Katie. I didn't write it.
If that joke made you want more, you can follow us on social media. Myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at The Peaches Family, and Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at @tiffswish_flick. We have not been getting bingos.
It's because people are too busy talking about themselves in Discord today.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man. Ravenclaw. God.
The order is the same for points. Ravenclaw in first, Gryffindor in second, Hufflepuff in third, Slytherin in fourth.
Slytherin.
Oh, man.
Good job, birds.
What is this episode for?
That's a great question. I don't know.
For Grigorovich.
Why?
Greg.
I don't know.
For old Greg.
Old Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird YouTube video.
You know.
We've talked about old Greg. Before.
I probably do, but I just am forgetting right
so
now.
So disappointed in you.
I don't blame you for blocking it from your memory.
I think that this episode should be.
You ever drink Bailey's from a shoe?
House of Flame and Shadow, because we all want to go read it right now.
Yeah. This is for that. Honestly, I know that this episode is really short, much shorter than our usual ones, but I didn't want to have us go into the Doge conversation and that's then have good. To yeah. cut the Doge conversation off. So. Yeah. Never fear. The next one is going to be obviously a loaded conversation because Auntie Muriel takes no prisoners. She slays. All right. Yeah. No, this is for old Greg. This is for old Greg.
Old Greg.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Cool. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening and don't let the muggles get you down.
Starving. I'm literally going to shrivel.
I'm Tiffany. It's nice to meet you. Do you, William Arthur?
You guys haven't eaten yet? Fools.
Listen, I didn't stop reading.
Excuse me.
It was not a healthy decision. I'm not saying it was a good decision.
Well, we are.
But I did choose reading over food.
A decision was made.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.